Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
It's not true. Not wearing a cup right now. Mostly just because it's Thursday. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. I am Pete Chwaba. I could have just as easily made a joke about going commando, Aaron.
You could have.
I'm not going to do that. I'm way too mature for that kind of thing, though.
Well, of course. I would expect nothing less.
That is the voice of Aaron Zommers, ladies and gentlemen, joining me tonight on Nightlight, because the kid Conrad Krieger is on vacation like only Conrad can do. Of course, he's at the NFL draft, hoping the Packers will draft him as their punter or sign him as a free agent. But Conrad will be back on Tuesday. In the meantime, I am in great hands here. We had Sam last night. I know you and Sam don't get along personally, but you're both very professional.
That's news to me, but okay. I guess I'll keep my distance.
He badmouthed you all night. Listen to the podcast, Aaron, and you'll see what I'm talking about. No, you guys are both awesome. Thank you so much for filling in tonight. And
absolutely.
Oh, my God. Catherine Lake is here. Gordy is here of John and Gordy fame. What is going on? And he's got a puppet. That is so unprofessional. For you to come in here with a... What is that, an ostrich?
Hi, Pete. I've always wanted to meet you.
Gordy Young, come on the stream here so people can see.
No.
Oh, sorry. There's no Gordy. It's just a puppet. Hi, how are you?
Can I give you a big kiss?
On the cheek. All right.
Why are you here? Listen, this is a
family show, because I'm trying to keep your seat warm for you, buddy, okay. On Monday. I can't.
I'm sorry.
Just rolling in.
Are you on the air right now?
I am on the air.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. And people are listening, and this is just it's absolute chaos breaking out here. But you're a legend in radio, so it's okay. Okay. You raised the Q rating of the show.
Really?
Yeah. You want to have a seat?
So?
Yeah.
Do you like our new microphone setups here?
I
the
do.
Milton Berle books?
Folks, if you haven't tuned in to John and Gordy, they are outstanding. They're on every morning here at WMDX from 8 to 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy. In the most platonic way possible, I assure you. Nothing is happening. Do you dig me in the big way? Is that what you're saying?
We can talk. Okay, after the show.
What is happening here? I make a joke about going commando, and the next thing I know, Gordy's hitting on me. It's just a weird sequence of events.
See, we love you.
That's great.
I didn't
have a seat, man. No,
can
that's
I?
Okay. Yeah,
is that all right?
Absolutely. Hey, you want to hear the show I got tonight?
Yes. Who's on?
So I don't know how tied in you are with the world of stand-up comedy, but comedy legend Rich Scheidner is on the show tonight. He's also an author. You've seen him on Letterman, Carson. He's making the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35 tonight. And
yeah.
Rich is awesome. And he's going to tell, he's got all these great old stories about comics.
Okay.
Like Henny Youngman, the first Civil War comic, a funny story about Steve Martin. And he wrote a book about it. So he's going to come out and talk about
that
at 6:35. And then I've got Catherine. You'll know who this is, too.
I thought Catherine, Catherine should be in here.
She can come in here if she wants. It's okay. Madison. She owns this town.
Come on in here.
Don Rosen of WRJM. Fame.
Really?
Yeah. Don and
he's
I like
great.
To get together and talk about celebrity sightings because Don's had a few of them. I've had a few of them. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. This is so absurd. I shouldn't be in here.
Catherine Lake, ladies and gentlemen.
Get in
she
here.
Is the.
I don't do radio anymore.
No, you don't do radio. You have a great radio voice. It's good to see you guys. This is a fun little impromptu party.
We thought we'd come in and just show you how it's done.
Yeah.
No, we just want to surprise you.
Listen, if you got a
move your papers around,
pie graph or something, I'd love to see it because I'm kind of learning on the job still. But Gordy Young of the John and Gordy Show, mornings here from 6 to 8 on WMDX.
By the way, missing for the last 2 days, a little illness, but John Peterson without Gordy Young, not a good thing. Yeah, I'm sorry. It just didn't work.
Oh, no.
There was no structure. There was no laughter. It was. You
well,
were
terrible.
Missed. You were missed.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
I thought there was drama between Sam and Aaron.
No,
it sounds like this
Gordy.
Is much.
No, yeah,
I'm going to ask for a raise now. I didn't know I was that important.
it's like all a big reality show here. I love
we
it.
We like to have fun. You know, that's what it's all about.
Will you guys be part of my question of the night?
Well,
I think
okay.
It's time for us to do the question of the night. Was this shared with you, Aaron?
It was not.
Okay, so let's just go right to it.
We'll figure it out.
We don't need an intro for the question of the night.
It's your show, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of National Bucket List Day, mm-hmm. the question tonight is, what is on your bucket list?
Oh, wow.
That Africa. Is the nightlight question of the night.
Africa.
So,
gotta go to Africa? I got to go to that continent.
See, I, you, buddy? You know, it's funny you mentioned travel, because that's the first thing that came to my mind is I'd love to go to Alaska. Yeah. I would love to go to Alaska.
That's very doable.
Yeah, I know.
I did stand-up comedy there in the 90s.
Did you really?
I did at Anchorage.
Really?
Good crowd?
You know what? It was a
cold
crowd. They were chilly, but there was a great...
Yeah.
The show was great. They were good crowds. And then there was a band, like a house band that played every night, and they were fantastic.
Really?
It's like one of the best weeks I've ever had on the road. And then I got halibut for like $4 because it was Alaska.
I imagine it just like Northern Exposure. Remember that TV show? I would love to walk right into a town like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's how you picture it. And
that's how I don't know if that's real, you know, really the way it is, but that's the way I picture
it. I mean, they've got their problems, but it was, I enjoyed myself. But that's our question of the night. So Gordy Young wants to go to Alaska. Catherine wants to go to Africa. And it's all about travel, right?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to go to Italy. I've never really been, that would be great. And I'd like to win an Oscar. I probably have a better shot at this point.
Going to Italy.
Yeah, especially since I want an Oscar for sound design, and I know nothing about that. So. But that's our question of the night, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what is on your bucket list.
Why is she leaving?
She's bailing.
Why?
We got a text on the stream, 92.7 WMDX says, we love having Pete at the WMDX studio.
Yes.
But that's from WMDX.
Why don't
that?
Why don't you get up early and crash our show? We're on from 6 to 8 a.m. Come tomorrow morning.
I'm not going to beg to get up at that hour, but if you say, Pete, we've got a spot for you.
Pete, we do have a spot for you. Come in tomorrow morning.
Listen, I am staying in like Kettle Moraine. That's where they put me up. It's like I'm in the western suburbs. I'd have to leave now to get back here somehow. I don't even know how that works.
It's like Kettle Moraine. That's beautiful. Beautiful this time of year.
But if Gordy and Catherine are here and you're in Kettle Moraine and I'm not doing it, who's manning the text line?
That's what I don't know.
No.
It's a little paranormal X-Files activity.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of freaked out. Now I'm glad you guys are here.
Who is on the text line?
There's a lot of people.
You get a lot of texts.
We do
all over the state. It's amazing.
But
it's
you guys must, too. You're like local legends.
You know, Madison is a sleepy little town, so the first hour is a little spare of texts.
Because nobody's up yet?
Nobody might be up, but it takes a while for them to get going.
They got to get their text muscles warmed up.
Yeah.
Got to do their thumb exercises.
Anyway, it's great to have you here, Pete.
Hey, it's fun to be here. I love doing the show from the studio. It's fun to inhabit the same space you guys do, and... I love when you guys came on my show. You did the popcorn pick last week.
Great.
So it was a lot of fun.
Now, why are you here where everybody's up in Green Bay? Tonight's the night, the opening night of the NFL draft. I would have thought you'd be there. No?
You know, somehow I got talked into, all right, I'm in Kettle Moraine and I'm in a tent. They got me in a tent, but it's $9 a night, but they're covering it. So that's good. No, I told this story last night, actually. I'm in this hotel, and I check in Tuesday night. I did the show in Green Bay. I come down here, and my room smells like weed, like strong. And I'm like,
really?
Maybe it's in the hall, and it's just wafting in here. But I asked a security guard who was walking by, and I said, that's coming from this room, right? And she goes, yeah. So I got a new room. But it reminded me of a story, Gordy, where I was doing stand-up comedy. I was working in Winnipeg at a club, and they used to, you know, in the contract, they put you in this nice hotel, but it's really a room above the club.
Oh, great.
Looks like somebody died in there at some point. Somebody OD'd, you know.
Yeah.
But I go in there, and it smells like weed really bad. And just musty guy smell. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So I call the club owner. I said, what is the deal? This really smells in here. It's terrible. And he goes, really? He goes, God, Tommy Chong stayed there last week. He didn't say anything. I swear to God, that's interesting. The room smells like Tommy Chong.
Oh,
that's why
God.
It smells. So they moved me to a Ramada.
Wow.
Because I get that kind
Tommy
of
Chong is like 86 years old. I'm serious.
Yeah, I believe you.
He's done well for himself.
He's doing okay. And it's not from a lack of smoking weed. In my own experience, I can share that. But that is tonight's question, folks. What is on your bucket list? Share it with us. Stream us. Text us on the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, you absolutely should. It's so easy to use. Just click the little text icon right next to the station you're listening to and let us know what is on your bucket list. Aaron Zomers, sitting in for Conrad tonight. And Conrad stands, actually, but...
I could stand.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Why?
You don't have to do this exactly like Conrad does. You know, you just...
I bring my own style, a more relaxed style.
Does Conrad get the night off now?
Yeah, he's at the draft.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's partying hard.
Okay.
He is partying hard, my friend.
Good times.
This was a pleasant surprise. Thank you. Well, it was a surprise.
It's not that pleasant.
No, it's good to see you guys. I never see Catherine anymore when I come
know.
In here.
I know.
And you're already back taking a nap, probably.
Well, do you like the new studio here? Isn't this cool?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. I wish they had left the couch, though. There's still room for the couch in here.
The problem, I think, is that if you have the couch, it's no longer ADA compliant because then you can't fit a wheelchair through.
Oh, is that really it?
I believe that is the reason.
Wow.
Okay.
Just get a smaller couch.
That's true.
How about a nice hide a bed? Then I wouldn't have to stay in Kettle Moraine.
That's right. A hide a bed. A roll away.
Yeah, exactly. A Murphy bed. Yeah, that's what this studio's like.
Get a hammock.
No, it looks awesome. I love it. And it's always fun. It's fun to look over State Street.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
It's always wonderful to have you in town.
Thank you, buddy. I'll come on your show anytime. You name it.
Okay.
Name
tomorrow morning, 6:20.
Anytime next time I'm in town. No, okay. I'm kidding. 6:20. Look at you. My God. I probably, you guys are so responsible when it comes to radio. I know you're already booked, so I don't want to infringe.
You're
right. You want to stick around and do a pre-record.
We're booked weeks in advance. Yeah. It's hard to get on our show.
It's Gordy Young, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, check out the morning show with John and Gordy. Will John be back tomorrow? Or will you
Hell, I don't know. We don't talk. You know?
Did you call in sick today?
I did. Yeah,
and you're here tonight.
I've been a little under the weather the last couple of days. Yeah, it's
thanks for coming in.
it's nothing contagious.
This is
me.
Like when you call in sick at school, and then the teacher sees you out at the park or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. No, it's all good.
That's awesome. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
It's good to see you. We've got, speaking of, right there. Right. Oh, God, not on the neck. I'm going to go home and my wife's going to be, Gordy had an ostrich puppet and
she'll be very affectionate ostrich.
I would say so. But that's like such a weird excuse. Like if I had a hickey and I went home and I said to my wife what actually happened, she'd go,
oh, it's Gordy's ostrich.
Right, yeah. That sounds too weird to be
really
made up.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, so I think she'll buy it. Awesome, buddy. Thank you. Good to see you. Feel better. All right, tune in. Let's do this. We've got big changes happening here at Civic Media, and the new schedule is fantastic, folks. And speaking of Gordy and John, even though we have a new schedule, you can still hear them 6 to 8 every morning here at WMDX, followed by Stephanie Miller from 8 to 11.
Here in Madison.
Here in Madison, right. And then, and Mino and the mayor are still on in their slot up in Northeast Wisconsin at WISS and WGBW. So that hasn't changed, but from 6 to 9 on the network, you can hear Pat Kreitlow, and that's powered by Up North News. And before that, it's Pam Yonke with the Farm Report from 5 to 6 a.m. Matt and Aaron Air, Jane and Greg from 9 to 11, the Tom Hartman Show from 11 to 2, Todd Alba and my pal Aaron Zommers, who is here tonight from 2 to 4, the Maggie Dunn Show from 4 to 6, and Nightlight remains unchanged for now. It's great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, coming to you from Madison. It's a popcorn pick Thursday night, and we're coming right back. What did I forget, Aaron?
I'm not sure.
All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. I'm live from Madison tonight. We had a little pandemonium here break out at the beginning of the show. I can't remember what
it was.
That
was very unexpected.
It was a beautiful thing. It was like spontaneous. It was good to see Gordy Young and Catherine Lake stopping by. That was fun. So our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what's on your bucket list? It is National Bucket List Day. We've all got a bucket list. Aaron, do you have something that's on your bucket list?
I would really love, funnily enough, since you mentioned earlier you wanted to win an Oscar for sound design, I would love to score a movie.
Oh, how fun would that be?
It would be very fun. I've written some music.
Really?
I went to school for music theory. So it is something theoretically within my realm of capability. I would love to do it someday.
Let me ask you this. Does working here with all this equipment in any way help you maybe produce something?
Yes.
Music-wise?
In a way. It's definitely the more audio that I process working here, yeah, I'm able to record stuff at home faster, even though it's recording completely different things. It has transferred over to some degree.
That's interesting. That's a great bucket list item. Score a movie. And not out of the realm of possibility. Like, even if it's like an independent film.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying like I need to be the next John Williams or something. Just a movie.
I think that's cool. So let us know what's on your bucket list, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, or X. You can let us know what's on your bucket list, and we will read it on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate in the show. I don't get political on this show because I feel like entertainment brings everybody together, like sports. It's something we can all, you know. There are Hollywood haters out there. They're kind of irrational sometimes, but
it's
don't
okay
get
to be wrong.
Exactly. What do you got against movies and TV? Give me a break. But I will say I was prepared to go slightly political today when I was on Todd's show because I saw a comment under a hotel site that had an interracial couple on the ad, and they had it was a white woman and a black husband, and you know, kids that were black and white. And the comments underneath were so hateful. Enough with this woke stuff. I'm like, that's woke?
It's
an
just
interracial
people.
Couple? That's been happening for centuries. I people are losing their minds. I don't get it.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't remember which Star Wars movie, but I think it might have been The Last Jedi when that came out. And there's literally like a quarter to a half of a second of two women kissing at the end of the movie. And people freaked out. It's like, dude,
yeah, wow.
First of all, it's a galaxy far, far away. Even if you don't, if you're not with it, I guess, in the real world, it's fantasy. So I don't get it.
All the more reason. It's fantasy. You don't even know what is happening or where they are. Who cares? But anyway, and I don't get it either because I don't like there are people that are like done with Springsteen because he sings about this or that. I'm like, have you been listening to his music for decades?
It's always been like
it's
that.
It's Working
yeah.
Man. It's under like, that's who he is. Like Vince Vaughn was at the White House the other day. It's not like I'm never going to watch Swingers again or Old School. I mean, that mentality is so odd to me. But we are broadcasting live from Madison tonight, folks. It's great to have you with me at Night Light. Aaron Zommer is sitting in for Conrad Krieger, who is at the draft. This is fun, and I feel like this needs a replay because last week, Mike did the popcorn pick of the week. I think Gordy and John did it the week before that. But Mike talked about how he wrote a song that was very famous in Wisconsin and probably around the country called the Pack Arena because the Macarena was popular then. And we were talking about how I used it in a movie I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. And Mike said, I saw that, you know, and you probably don't know this, but I wrote a song called the Pack Arena and Jane Mantenere sang on the recording. And so I think since the draft is in Green Bay right now, we've got some Green Bay stuff that left over from the Todd, Alba show that Aaron was certainly a part of. I think we should hear a little bit of that, the Mike Clemens creation with Jane Mantenere on vocals. That's Jane.
I believe so.
From the frozen tundra of Green Bay. Well, the Packers are going all the way this year. There's no doubt about it. Sparks in the pocket. Pass complete. Touchdown, Green Bay. Boy, Lombardi would have loved this.
Cheering at the Lambo, this is the year we make it to the big show. Far passes, makes touchdowns, and we will do the Lambo leap in Titletown.
That's hilarious. Jane has such a great speaking voice, sort of so unique.
She does,
but
yes.
She's kind of great. That's her singing. It sounds nothing.
That part's her, too. No, it's not. It was her broadcast partner at the time, Dan Weber.
But you said Mike Clemens is not credited on this.
I just found this on a random YouTube video. This isn't like the official label release or anything like that. So this only mentions those two, but if Mike says he wrote it, I believe he wrote it.
I believe him too. He has no reason to lie. And it's not like, I mean, all the proceeds went to charity. It's not like Mike's getting screwed out of royalties or anything like that. So, but a very cool thing that I had no idea about. This is so great. All right. Rich Scheidner is coming up in just a few minutes, folks. He is an author and a legendary comedian. You've seen him on Carson and Letterman and all the shows. He's one of the people that really influenced me in my early stand-up days. Just a phenomenal comic. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week in just a few minutes, and then we will talk to him about some really fun, iconic stories about comedians, one that involves Steve Martin and Lamb Chop, and it is hilariously funny. And then our pal Don Rosen comes by at 7:20 to talk about celebrity sightings. I'll probably ask Don what's on his bucket list, too. What do you think's on? Let's do this. What do you think is on Don's bucket list?
On Don Rosen's bucket list?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's already done a lot of stuff, to my knowledge.
Let's think about that. Let's ponder. Let's noodle. We'll be back right after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Folks, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. From downtown beautiful Madison, Wisconsin tonight, looking out over State Street on a gorgeous spring evening here in the state of Wisconsin. Conrad is at the draft up in Green Bay, our typical home. Aaron Zommer is sitting in. Thank you for riding shotgun, buddy. Conrad will be back Tuesday night and probably, well, very hungover, let's be honest. But hope he's having a good time. Our question of the night, it is National Bucket List Day. What is on your bucket list? Share it with me, please, and I will read it on the radio. But right now, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our popcorn pick of the week. And joining me to make the popcorn pick of the week is an author and a legendary stand-up comedian. You've seen him on, what did you do, Rich? You did all the shows, right? Carson, Letterman, all the
I did everything I was supposed to do. I did about 16 Carsons and half a dozen or eight Lettermans and Lenos and HP. I did everything I was supposed to do then, and I'm still talking to you.
That's what I do. I prey on the guys that still need to talk to me. That's why I got my hooks into you, buddy. I'm not beyond a little vulturism.
It's good. It's good, man.
So we've got a lot to talk about, Rich. You were here a few months ago. We're gonna do the popcorn pick, and then I want to hear. I love what you're doing on social media. We'll talk about that too. But let's start with a little conversation about movies. How do you like to watch movies? You like to go to the theater, Rich, or do you like to be at home?
No. I'm watching at home. We got a great home system.
Oh, nice.
I think. You know, the theaters is just, the problem is people. The problem is people. You know, they come in, they got to be on their phones. It drives me nuts. I was Bonnie Raitt concert last night. I knew this. I haven't been in a concert in a while. But the reason I stopped going is because people singing along with it. You know, that's it irritates me. Anything. Angel from Montgomery, woman right behind me, had to break out the Dying Crow voice. You know, it's it was just horrible. It was horrible. But, you know, I like to sit at home. I like to sit at home and watch. And so we got a great system and sound system and a great big screen and high def. And, you know, it's great. No, but every once in a while, I'd still like to go to a movie because I can go in the daytime. I'm an old, I'm a comedian. We always could go in the daytime. There's certain movies you got to see big screen.
Absolutely. And that was the best thing. I mean, I haven't been a comic in years, but was going to the theater and nobody was there during the day. So you could stretch out, you know, all that kind of stuff. If we had phones back then, we could be on our phones, but we didn't even have them yet. So,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you go to a theater, I know you're kind of a guy that doesn't take a lot of crap from people, Rich. That's kind of you're not afraid to say it how it is. Your reputation precedes you. When people are talking in a theater, what do you do? Do you shush them? Do you threaten them? Do you give them a look?
If it's possible, I move now.
Yeah.
Shush them. I've been far worse. This actually happened. Rick Overton and his girlfriend at the time, Debbie DuPere, and my first wife and I, Carol Leifer, went to Westwood Village in L.A. to see Bickner Victoria, right?
Oh, yeah.
Blake Edwards movie.
Yeah.
Right? This guy back of me's talking. I turn very nice. I mean, but I'm much younger and much angrier. And I turn, I go, come on, shh, shh. And he just stares at me. And then he talks some more. I mean, he's just talking a regular voice. Like, I don't know what this actor's funny. You know, I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, no.
He's like, no. And then the third time I turn, he went, F you. And I really went over the chair. I went over swinging. I grabbed him by the shirt and I was tagging him. tagging him hard. And so finally, all right. He's down on the floor. And I was Overton said my feet were up in the air. You couldn't even see me. I was down. And we get up. I get up. I go back to my seat. You know, I watch the rest of the movie. I'm done. It's over. And I watch the rest of the movie. And he moved. I don't know where he was. And the end of the movie comes up to me. His shirt's ripped. He's holding this little chain. He says, you got to learn to deal with your anger. I said, you got to learn to deal with the fact when you say F you to somebody, that starts the fight.
Right. That kind of escalates things.
Where I'm from, when you say that, the right. next thing is a punch. I mean, I don't know where you're from, but we don't do like 13 FUs back and forth, you know?
Right.
That's where it was.
It's on.
But if I'm much different, I just move. I move. They're talking. Yeah. If I can move it at all possible, I just move. That's it. Because that would be the guy down on the bottom of the pile. I'm 72.
Are you really?
He'll be up in the air. Yeah.
Overton was on the show recently. He did the popcorn pick like 5 or 6 weeks ago. Love talking to Rick. Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's a great guy. Great comic. Improvisational wizard.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Rich, what's your favorite movie snack? Like when you're sitting at home or in the theater, do you
popcorn,
change it up?
Popcorn. Nice. Popcorn, I like butter, and I put the yeast on. My wife just started doing the yeast on top of the butter, and I like it. I like butter. Everything I eat is just a butter delivery system. That's all it is. You know, you realize lobster, you go, lobster, man, lobster's so good with butter. And then one time I had lobster without any butter, I went, lobster is just a butter delivery system. In fact, I'll eat shoe leather if you dip it in melted butter. I mean, I don't care.
That's great. So you like to watch movies at home. You like popcorn. What kind of movies, Rich, like what's your favorite genre? What do you typically like to watch?
I tell you the truth. I've been, my wife and I'll do like, we'll take one director. We'll just go through that whole director's library.
That's a great way.
So, you know, right. So it's whoever it is John Huston, whatever, we just go through them. But I like the old, I'm right now, I'm watching a lot of old pre-code movies. So we watch this movie Babyface with Barbara Stanwyck, young Barbara Stanwyck. Oh, wow. And it's really wild, man. Pre-code is pretty interesting because they were really, you know, they were out there in terms of from 1930 movie or 1929 movie, really out there. But, I like that. But comedies are tough. You know, we're comedians, so comedies are tough, you know, but certain movies, man, just, I mean, you know, Dr. Strangelove, I watch again and again and again, and Don't Look Up, which is a kind of a recent favorite in comedy. But I generally like something with aliens. If it's a movie about aliens, I want to see the aliens.
Nice. So,
you know, but it's sort of like, I don't know, that's what I like.
Do you find when you watch
not just the alien movie, but any kind of space creatures, any kind of space creature?
Have you seen a movie called what's it called? Battle Los Angeles. It's Aaron Eckhart.
No.
It's from like 15 years ago, and it kind of flew under the radar. But it's about Marines in Los Angeles, and aliens are invading Los Angeles.
Oh, I did see that.
It's great.
I forgot the name of it, but it is great.
Yeah,
it is great. I did see it.
It was one of those movies I was like, I kind of stumbled on, and I was like, well, I'll give this a shot, and I loved it. Like, my expectations were low.
I remember that movie now.
Yeah, that's a great one. Rich Scheidner is here, folks. Yeah. He's an author. We're going to talk about his books, and he is he's got this new thing he does in social media where he tells these fantastic stories about comedians. He's here to make the popcorn pick. What do you think, Rich? Are you ready to give us a great pick?
A great pick.
Popcorn pick of the week. A movie you can recommend. Let's do a drum roll. This is big stuff. Rich Scheidner, ladies and gentlemen, making the Nightlight popcorn pick of the week.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, wow. A couple years ago. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that actress. Yeah, I know. This actress is great. The story is great. It's interesting. Yeah, it's very artistic. I mean,
Very nice.
I like that a lot.
Awesome.
So
all right.
I just came, when you first said that came in my head. That's it.
So that's one, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's only a couple years old. You could probably stream it just about anywhere. Great movie. Oscar nominated for Best Picture. Awesome pick. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
How are you doing? So let's do this. You're in Asheville, North Carolina now. You left L.A., right?
Yes. We live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. So my aunt moved down there recently, like probably right before the floods. How did you get through that? Are you doing okay? And what's it like down there now? Are people getting
it was wild. I'm telling you, it was absolutely wild. Power was out for, I think, like 10 days in our house. We had a generator, but I didn't fill the propane tank beforehand. So I really had to be judicious with that. What's interesting, we had water because we have a well. A lot of people, of course, they lost electricity, they lost the water, city water too. Hmm. City water was out for months. My neighborhood, a lot of trees. We're on the side of the mountain, so it wasn't flooding for us. It was trees that came down. A lot of trees on my property, but I got lucky. Just missed the house, missed the car, took out fence. But the roads, we have a private community, so our roads were blocked and all the driveways. Interesting thing to me was it just sort of ad hoc crew formed the first day to open up the road to one road goes into the community out. So we had to open that road and we just started. And then we worked every day for like 7 days. Every day I'd get up like my job, 8 a.m. I was out there with these guys and chainsaws. And I also learned that there's a hierarchy. By the way, Milwaukee Tools is a big favorite. Milwaukee's high up on the tool echelon.
Okay.
And then when it comes to chainsaws, it's tough to beat steel. A guy showed up with what is it that Sears used to make? I can't remember what they're Craftsman.
Oh yeah.
So everybody's out there with steel chainsaws. He comes out with a Craftsman, and they heckled him off. They heckled him off the crew. He had to go back. He had to go back, and a couple of days later, he finally was able to buy a steel at the hardware store when it opened, like 3-4 days later. But I mean, I never saw anybody going like he was shamed. He was shamed for his choice.
He's an old Craftsman.
They go, what are you going to do? Yeah, yeah, exactly. But what are you doing? Yeah, why don't you get those leaves off that branch over there with that thing? But we had so much fun. We had so much, like, just that, that guy kind of, and it was work every day. And you just got to a bond with these neighbors. People, some of these guys I didn't hang out with before.
Right.
And it was tremendous. But this place is going to be a long time. They're still cleaning up places.
Wow.
There are still streams with huge tractor trailers in them where they floated downstream and then got stuck there and just there. They haven't pulled the debris from all the streams yet that turned into huge rivers. And the rivers it was historic, a 29 feet crest on the river. The biggest before that they ever recorded was over 100 years ago at 22 feet. So it was 7 feet above the record for flooding. It was incredible. And there are a lot of people there was a guy who he moved from Pensacola, Florida because he was sick of the hurricanes.
Oh my.
Right. And he's in this group that I'm in, the stop drinking group. And he moved up and his friend, both of them were Vietnam vets. And they told him, come on, move up here. It's not a problem in hurricanes. So he comes up and he moves to a place called Pensacola, North Carolina, which is like a few miles north of Asheville. Right. He's gone. His house is gone. He's gone. Never found him. There's so many things that got washed downstream, washed down river.
Like
gone.
He's passed away later.
Yeah. 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 Nobody gone. Nobody had cell phone service for a few days. Right. So his friend, I saw him at this place. We all gathered, and he said, I'm going to go up there and check. I said, you want me? He goes, nah, I just got to go check on him. He's all right. I'm sure he's all right. He goes up there. There's doing some foundation up. His house is gone. And him.
I can't. Let's pick up there when we come back. We can do a very short
break. The water coming off the mountain. I'm supposed to do comedy. Sorry. But you asked about the flood, and that was it. I'm
no.
Like, it is coming. Yeah, take a break.
We'll
take
jump.
A break and put a bubblegum commercial on. Something
we'll,
nice.
We'll jump right back into comedy when we come back with Rich Steiner on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm your host, Pete Schwabe, coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, our question of the night is, it is National Bucket List Day. So what is on your bucket list? We will read your texts coming up. My guest right now is the very funny and very accomplished Rich Steiner. He's an author and a legendary stand-up comic, and he made our popcorn pick of the week, which was Anatomy of a Fall. Great pick. And we just kind of ended the last segment on a very sad story. Hey, you know what?
I got some funny ones. I got some semi-sad funny. I won't even classify them as funny anymore.
Here's where I want to start, Rich. You post these great stories on Facebook, and you call it A History of Stand-Up Comedy. Is that a book, one of your books, or is it a book to be?
No, I've outlined it. I have a show that I do, A History of Stand-Up Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So I have all these stories that there's no room in the show. I do an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, and then do a Q&A. And there's so many other stories, and it covers so many different areas that I started putting them on. I have 100 videos prepared.
Wow.
I've been doing it for a while, and I stopped doing it, then I started doing it, then I was like, what am I doing with these things? I mean, I'll just start posting them. So as these younger people, you know, edit them and get them, put captions on them and get them ready to put on social media. I've just been posting them.
So here, that's where I'd like to start is you tell that story right before the break about your friend. You have something called, and I watched this one a couple of days ago, Deathbed Humor. Can you elaborate on Deathbed Humor? That's a great one.
Yeah. You know, anybody can be funny when you're young and healthy, you know, but when you're dying and you come up with humor, that to me is, you know, gallows humor. They call it gallows humor. And gallows humor came from the fact that it's a story, whether it's apocryphal or it actually happened, I have no idea. But a condemned prisoner was walking up the gallows to the hangman's noose, and his foot creaked on a board. It just creaked. And he looked up the executioner and said, you sure this thing is safe? So that's where you get gallows humor from. I mean, if you can crack a joke while you're facing death. One of my favorites, W.C. Fields, who was a great vaudeville entertainer before he became a movie star back in the 30s. And he was a stand-up and he was on his deathbed. And he was a noted atheist. And he had a Bible open on his chest, and his friend came in and said, WC, you're reading the Bible? He said, looking for loopholes.
Oh, I love that one.
I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
I do too. The other one,
Voltaire, you ever hear Voltaire's last words? Voltaire's dying, and a priest, Voltaire, the French philosopher, he's dying, and a priest says, are you ready to renounce Satan? And Voltaire goes, my dear man, now is not a good time to make new enemies.
Oh, that's great. Where can people follow you on Facebook to hear these?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, of course. Sure.
Other one I like so much, I had a guest on recently. Well, I'll let you do this first. This is when, what I love about this is when you see another comic bomb. And you talk about how delicate jokes are and how they can be derailed so quickly by the staff or whatever. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, every comic knows that. I mean, if the people are talking to the audience and distracts other people around them, jokes are delicate. You have to have the audience's full attention. That's why lights are important. So you're focused as an audience member on the person on stage talking. Good sound system, elevated, so the joke is presented in front of you very well. Jokes are very delicate. Fred Allen, who was a great entertainer back in vaudeville before he became a radio star back in the 30s, was working vaudeville one time, and he's working, and every once in a while you hear this clonk, and of course it knocked the punchline out of his joke. He's getting ready to do a punchline, a clonk, big clonk out in the audience. This goes on for a while, so finally he steps in front of the footlights and looks out, and sitting in the front row at this vaudeville theater is a man, and he's got a bucket of oysters, and he's shucking an oyster, slurping it, then throwing the shell in an empty metal bucket. So it's just clonk. I mean, just oblivious the fact that there's a show going on. But every comic knows that, you know, that the blender back in my day, your day, the blender in the rooms was, and then finally some clubs, they built boxes, soundproof boxes around the blender because everybody wanted a margarita or whatever it was, blender drinks. And that you'd be like, and then my dad said, in the back of the room. Once I was performing at this club and they didn't shut down the pool tables. Now the pool tables are the worst.
Oh, no.
You know, again, you know, you're going, and then I said, Clock. You know, the pool balls hitting each other, just any distraction.
I remember your buddy, Kevin Nealon, who you were in Roxanne with. You guys had a very funny scene with Steve Martin. Yeah. He was at Largo in L.A., and it was like 1998. And that at that time, it was the shakers when they make martinis. And so every time he said something, the shaker, the bartender would do the shaker, and he goes, oh, that's great. A couple guys saw Swingers last night. Like, it was just a great, you know. And my buddy, I don't know if you know Bill Gorgo from Chicago, but he had a story.
Yes.
Bill shared a story about, it was New Year's Eve somewhere down near Milwaukee, and it was 100 people, and they served crab legs. And all they could hear the whole time was people cracking crab legs.
The hammers, man. The hammers on the crab legs.
Oh, it's so great.
Plus, crab, because the whole point of attention, you really have to work to get into a crab leg. So nobody's looking up from the crab legs. Right. They got a beer and they got a crab leg and they're sipping and cracking and sucking. So nobody's looking up. Everyone's already looking up. Are you still up there, man? Right. It's crabs. Nobody's
keep saying, it down. I'm cracking
food,
a crab
worst
leg.
Food, worst food.
All right, so we got to do some news, and then I'm going to ask Rich about his Steve Martin story, which is awesome, and a Pee Wee Herman story. We're coming back right after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. Rich Scheider is here, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday on Nightlight with Peach Baba on the Civic Media Radio Network.